بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم قوله شاه شاه للسلطان وغيره، لأن معناه ملك الملوك ولا يوصف بذلك غير الله سبحانه وتعالى. This is the next chapter on the prohibition that it is not permissible of addressing a person as Shahin Shah, Shehna Shah, which really mean king of the kings, because it means the king of kings, and none besides Allah Ta'ala can be described as such. That is, those things, the great names of Allah Ta'ala, should not be given to anyone else, and nobody should call himself by such names. Many times a person himself does not praise himself or anything. In fact, he dislikes praises, but other people praise him. That also should be curbed. It shouldn't be that a person uses names which are exclusive for Allah Ta'ala, which are exclusive for Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And also in the same context, we should also be considerate, like a person's name is Abdus Samad, for example. And normally we just call the person Samad. That is not correct also, because As-Samad is the name of Allah Ta'ala. And therefore we should call him properly full name Abdus Samad. And more worse than that is, unfortunately, which is also common, such a person we call that person Sam. Now the name of Allah As-Samad, we made it Sam. And that is very, very, very bad. In the same way, Abdul Ghaffar, we call the person Gaff. And that also, Al-Ghaffar, we shouldn't just call him Ghaffar. We should call him Abdul Ghaffar. Al-Ghaffar is the name of Allah Ta'ala. Abdul Ghaffar, the slave of Allah Ta'ala. But we change the name of Allah Ta'ala to Gaff. Many such names, we should be very careful, and especially when naming our children also. Today we like very fancy names, but we should well think whether they are pronounced properly or not, and also the name of a person has an effect on a person. So we should try and keep such names, and it is very important if the house people keep up to that, outside people will also use that name. But when we spoil the name in the house, then outside people also spoil it. So anyway, such names of praise, etc., of great honor, we should be very careful. And this usually happens in the ruling circles, that is government circles, people praise them. This is right from the beginning, all along that was there. So we should not praise them beyond the limit also. And that also we should keep it in its limit. And also we have to consider the other side of it also. We are in this world, ad-dunya bil wasail, that the dunya is by means. So we have to get our work done also. We should not have it in our hearts. Like for example, the Hindus, when they were ruling India, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, when he had to greet them, then he should say whatever greeting, Janab, he should say. And he should take the meaning from Janabat, that you people are napak. So he didn't mean Janab as respect, but with Janabat he used to say the word. So if we have to say such words, and we have to get our work done, but realize it's not right, and make tawbah and istighfar. Sometimes we have government officers, we have to go, a government officer, we have to praise them also, we have to use such words. The highest level is we don't do it. That a person knows Allah alone is the doer. But if we have to, then realize it's not right and make tawbah and istighfar. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن أخنع اسم عند الله رجل تسمى ملك الأملاك. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said the most disgraceful name in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is that of a person who calls himself the King of Kings. Like that, many times we want also that we are called the King of the town, the King of this, the King of that, King of the Kings. King of the Kings is only Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Malikul Mulk, and He is the King of all the Kings. There is nobody else like Allah Ta'ala. قال سفيان بن عيينة حضرت سفيان بن عيينة رضي الله تعالى عنه explaining this hadith says ملك الأملاك مثل شاهن شاه. That in other languages شاهن شاه, king of the kings, This is in Persian, Shahin Shah. So we should not call somebody by such names. And we shouldn't desire it, and we should not expect people or ask people that they call us the Honorable so-and-so, or whatever other names of praises. We shouldn't have that in us. When the British were still ruling in South Africa, then at the end of the letter, they used to write your servant. But today that has changed in their country also. That is how the rulers should take it. They are serving the nation. Not that they want praises from the nation, but that they are serving the nation. And any person in authority, when he has that in his mind, that I'm a servant, I'm here to make khidmat, then that person will meet with great success. But if he expects all praises, all people must serve him, people must honor him, no work, much work is taken from such a person, and in fact harm comes from there. Allah Ta'ala loves humility and simplicity and dislikes boastfulness and arrogance. One who calls himself the King of Kings displays arrogance, hence it is forbidden for any man to utilize this title. We also, in our various circles, we should also, that people must call me Hazrat, Hazratji, etc. All these names, we shouldn't like it. And people, on the other hand, they have to show respect. But we shouldn't expect it, and we shouldn't like it. And the people show respect, that is their good. But we should not expect it, and we should not work for it. That people must be calling us by great, great names, etc. The more simple a person is, the more safe a person is. When a person, people start respecting him too much, then a lot of problems that person himself encounters also. Nazar falls on that person, jealous people with their jealousy, people make jadu also, all these things happen. So the more down to earth a person is and not notice, the safer it is for that person. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on this and save ourselves from these things. And the same way, and also with this, is at home also. Many of us expect lot praises from the wife. And that is the last person you can expect to praise you. The whole world can praise you, but the wife is not going to praise you. And then you complain about that she doesn't respect me, she doesn't call me by a respectful name, that you can just forget that she's going to call you. And that is also one favor of Allah. If the whole world is calling you Hazratji, Hazratji, when you go home, you can forget that she's going to call you Hazratji. And she's going to call you such names that you'll come back, you'll be cut down to earth again, and you'll be brought to your level.